obviously when it was important, but how much more picking your steps is there this week based on how you guys won against Kansas State?
It's definitely a better feeling. I mean, the weeks before, 5 weeks in a row of losing, that kind of took its toll. But even during that time, people were really practicing hard because they wanted to get a win, you know. But, you know, when you beat Kansas State and get a little weight off your shoulders going in and knowing that, you know, it's a possibility, it adds the fact that there is a possibility of a bowl game. Because before, you know, if we lost to K-State, then this is our last game no matter what. So given it that, we could possibly win on Friday and go to a bowl game, that's definitely incentive to practice and play hard on Friday. So,
with 73 points, having it laid on before the week before, doing it to somebody else.
The thing is about that, we've always known that was there. That's the frustrating part about, you know, how this year's gone so far, that we always knew that there's people that can play and that we can play. So that's the frustrating part, but it was good, you know, to finally see it come out for people to do. So that was exciting. So,
Ben, what happened to the defense this year?
It's just a bunch of, little things, you know, guys trying too hard, guys trying to do more than their job, you know, people getting out of your gaps, losing responsibility. It's all, we've tried different things, we've done different stuff like that, but, guy gets out of a gap, guy gets blocked, they got good guys too, you know, and we got guys that sometimes didn't get off blocks, and if you did get off a block, you missed a tackle, and just a lot of little things like that that's done by everybody. It's never just by a couple few people on a play. It's usually on a big run or a big pass that, there's more than one person that messed up. So you never do, like, look at a play and say, all right, this guy messed up and that's why it happened. There's always just little things that happen. So.
You guys have kind of a veteran defense coming in this year. A lot of guys coming back. How do you explain that?
You know, I can't explain it. I don't know. No one saw this coming. Definitely, you guys didn't see it coming and we didn't see it coming. So I can't explain that to you.
Hey Ben, Coach said it's kind of been a circle of the wagons mentality this week. You shut out the media. Just talk about what the mindset's been around practice over the last week or so.
Well, the mindset's just been, one more. You know, we gotta win. We gotta win this game because we gotta finish this season off the best we can, and we gotta go out there and play. We gotta play hard, and you know, we gotta get a bowl game. That's more practice for other guys and that stuff. We gotta get done because as bad as this season has been in some people's eyes, that if we could end on a positive note, that's definitely be exciting for us seniors and definitely for guys for next year too.
Did you guys notice any kind of a different attitude around the team last week? You know, it was more closed down. What was the attitude around the team last week?
It was pretty good, and we also, we kind of got after it a little bit last week during the bye week. We went full pads a couple times and did different things, but everybody's, felt like a big, relief to people and getting that finally, stopping that losing streak or whatever. But also we, had to get refocused on Colorado because that's the most important thing right now. And we just, in other weeks, you change a thing on Tuesday and Wednesday because you see different things on film that you want to do. But with the bye week, we're able to, kind of get everything set. So everybody's on the same page. Everybody knows the scheme, and so everybody's better prepared.
Have you seen examples of circle the wagons, what Coach is talking about? I mean, do you know what he means by that?
Or just, keeping everything pretty closed up and just having everybody to themselves and not hearing everything that's going on the outside. Just everybody just to stay focused on Colorado.
After the USC game, did it seem to you that things started to snowball down here? One loss starts compounding another.
I think the USC game just took a lot out of people. I think they really, people really put a lot on this game, and everybody was excited to play, and it didn't come out like we thought it was. And then we come into a Ball State the next week who, was almost, 41-40 or whatever the score was. So it just seemed like we kind of got knocked off track, and it was really hard for us to get back on track. We won the Iowa State, but then, going down to Missouri, which is always a tough place to play, and them being a good team, we just kind of got sidetracked, and we're just fighting to get back on, but couldn't quite do it until last week. So,
Coach Callahan talked about the importance of finding some more walk-on type players. Talk about the experience of getting recognized by the staff and the fact that they're making more emphasis now on the walk-on.
Nebraska high school football has always had talent. There's always good players, and especially in Omaha and, wherever. I mean, just because, if you're from a town of, 600 people, it doesn't mean you can't play football. And a lot of people don't understand that, I feel like. But, You know, it's there's guys out there. You know, they're not going to show up on Rivals. They're not going to show up. But you know, you get film and you watch guys that can play and you know play hard. And I think they realize that. You know, you got guys like Todd Peters and stuff that have been like, you know, just Grand Island guys that can play. And you find those guys and they definitely contribute and help the program. So they're seeing that.
There's been lots of talk about the rivalry between Nebraska and Colorado. What's it like on the field? Is this game different on the field than others because of that?
I can't say particularly, not really. I mean, game seems like they're, you know, once the ball, once, I mean, there's a lot of hype before certain games, not much hype before others, but once the ball snapped, it seemed like it's all, you know, that's just all out the window. It's just the stuff playing and doing your assignment. Being from Nebraska, the Colorado game has always been, you know, a big deal for me growing up, watching it, you know, the day after Thanksgiving and things, and they've always been really good games. So that's exciting from the standpoint of just knowing, just being part of that. And as a senior and playing up in Boulder, you know, that's exciting.
How much more will it rev up, do you think, because of what's at stake this week for both teams?
Well, I think that definitely both teams are going to be, you know, on their best because you got it. Because, I mean, playing...
the rivalry maybe stepping it up a notch because of what's at stake.
Yeah, with both teams having the chance to go to a bowl game, they're saying the same thing we are. You know, we just got to win this game and then we go to a bowl game. So definitely everybody's going to be in on top of their game. They had a little, you know, slip up last week. I mean, 2 weeks in a row now for them. But we just got to be ready to play because we want this bad. I mean, especially being a senior, we got to get to a bowl game. So we really want this win. So.
Do you feel like, basically, from a mental aspect, your team has gone on through just about everything you could possibly go through in the course of the season?
Yeah, I think that's about fair to say. I mean, not a team in the last 40 some years or ever that ever lost over four straight, and we lost five. So I mean, just we understand expectations of people, and because especially the guys, seniors that have been around here long enough, even though if they weren't from here, they understand that. And you know, it's just been tough. You know, everybody's in the Husker fan everywhere. There's Husker fans all over the United States. I mean, there's Husker bars in every city, big city in the country, and everybody just loves it so much, and we understand that. So when people are upset, you know, we understand, but, you know, it's not like guys aren't trying hard. Guys, if we knew what it was back, I mean, if we knew what it was 4 weeks ago, we would have, you know, done something, but it was just a tough deal, and, I mean, definitely builds on who you're going to be. I mean, there's going to be bad things that happen in your life. I don't think this is probably going to be the worst thing that ever happens to me in my life, but it's been bad, but it, I guess, makes you tougher, so.
And what was rock bottom this year? What's the lowest one? Was that the loss, or hearing a comment from somebody, or something, some feeling you get from the program? What was it?
Rock bottom, I think, was probably... KU, I'd say. KU is just, that was a mess. Going down there and, you know, giving up 76 points in a game like that, that's disappointing. For defense, anyway, I mean, the offense had a pretty good game, but defensively, that was definitely rock bottom, I'd say, for us. I mean, I've never felt so sick about something, you know, just not being, 76 points, I was coming off the field, I was like, wow, I mean, we're lucky they didn't score 100. I mean, so that was definitely, I'd have to say, the worst part.
Ben, X's and O's, can you talk about Colorado's offense, maybe what you see that they do particularly well?
They do a lot of stuff like K-State did and kind of like Colorado, too. It's not a, you know, they're not running the option. They're not spreading you out. And so that's typically we match up well with offenses like this. So we're excited. I mean, it's not like it's not like they can't run the option, but that's not typically their thing. So, you know, they got a good young quarterback, you know, coach's kid and things. So he's been around football his whole life. So him being young, it's definitely not. I mean, problem for them. So he knows the offense and everything. So, but we think we, you know, kind of get after him a little bit and hopefully get some stops early and get our offense the ball. So,
did you spend your 3 days off?
Didn't really do much. Just laid around and just watched TV, watched some football games, and it was kind of nice to be a fan just for a weekend and watch college football. But that's basically all I did.
But it was announced there'll be a meeting Saturday with Osborne and the coaching staff.
And Peterson sat up there and said the coaches kind of addressed it. He said that we've been playing like we're playing, you should expect changes. When did they do that, and what do you remember about it?
When the coaches? That was, I think 2 weeks ago or whatever. You know, they're professionals. They understand they've been here long enough. They understand that there's expectations and things like that. But, we're behind them 100%. We've been with them for 4 years, and they've always been good to me, and I got nothing bad to say about them. But I understand how, this state is and what people think. But I didn't know there was a meeting on Saturday, so that's news to me. But that's something that, it's part of the game, kind of part of the business. So, my opinion on that just doesn't really matter. I'm kind of a small fish in this deal. So we're just going to play hard and, hope for the best for them and their families because they deserve it. They've always been great to us. So.
Anything else for Ben?